Jerry Bader Show, 1025. That's it. The Brewers lost last night. It was all a mirage. They're not contenders. It's all over. I'm kidding. They're what? So they're 2-2 coming out of the All-Star break. They went 2-1, and now they've lost one. So they're 2-2. They're fine. They've been that kind of team all season long. O.J. Simpson has a parole hearing Thursday. They did lose two in a row, and that hasn't happened all that often, except when they went through that horrible stretch. O.J. Simpson faces good chance at parole in Nevada robbery. It is widely anticipated he is going to be paroled. Take away the O.J. Simpson part. Take away someone convicted in an armed robbery. And everything is on his side. He's 70, clean record behind bars. Approaches the 9-year minimum of his 33-year sentence for armed robbery and assault with a weapon. Plus, the parole board has sided with him once before. There's almost no reason to believe that he wouldn't be paroled. He was actually paroled on some of the charges, which I didn't realize they did. I didn't realize they broke them up that way. So it's on the whatever charges left. There are those who believe that there is an unusual chance that he wouldn't be paroled. Why? Because everybody believes he got away with a double murder, and the parole board is going to try to make two wrongs make a right, two injustices, this injustice fixes that injustice. I don't believe the parole board's going to do that. I would love to see O.J. Simpson in prison for the rest of his life because I believe he committed a double murder. I don't believe, however, that I don't think two injustices make justice. And when you look at the norm, he should probably be paroled. Would I prefer that he stay in prison? Yes, I actually would, because I think I just think that's what would be right, but it wouldn't be just. So it's difficult for me, but I have to agree with those who say he should be paroled, because you can only look at the facts before the parole board, and he's a perfect candidate for parole. And I disagree with those who think there's a chance that he would be denied parole, because the parole board would take into account the double murder that everybody believes he committed. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people believe he committed. So I don't think he should be denied parole, and I don't think he'll be denied parole. But both things bug me. Great inflation, Ann Coulter versus Delta, and as much else as we can get to in the next half hour.
Jerry Bader Show.